Day 16. We all have dreams we hope will come true, and they seem to form at an early age. In my childhood, I fixated on different careers and decided I wanted to be an archaeologist, TV anchor, writer, and an actress. When it comes to our aspirations, we try to follow a certain path in an effort to accomplish that dream. Sometimes we get there, but sometimes we don't. Often our lives turn out differently than expected or desired, which can leave us feeling like failures. We may feel incomplete and unworthy of hoping good things will come our way. But as I look closer at today's verse, I'm reminded my hope is not in lofty dreams or ambitions. It's in Jesus. And this changes my viewpoint. The first part of Romans 15:13 says, God of hope. And 1 Timothy 1:1 states that Jesus is hope. If we trust Him, who is hope, then we are filled with joy and peace regardless of our circumstances. The second part of today's verse says that with this trust, our expectation of good things to come will overflow, meaning it will go beyond abundance because of the power of the Holy Spirit. So if we have Jesus, we have access to endless amounts of hope. And biblical hope is assured in Christ. It's not something we long for that may or may not happen, but instead something we're assured will come. With this confidence, it's easy to wait for tomorrow, expecting delight and harmony in our future. When we reach heaven, our hope of joy, peace, and eternal life will become reality. Do you recognize God as your source of hope? Do you need to ask Him to grow your assurance in Him so that you can have hope in abundance?